Mr. Edward Norton and Mr. Robert De Niro.
As a major film production center, Toronto is no stranger to top stars. But at the festival, even publicity-shy Oscar winner De Niro submits, albeit uncomfortably, to reporters talking to him. Are you talking to him? About his role in the new film, Stone.
The story, in general, my character and what he goes through is something that I think a lot of it was just... I can empathize with my character a lot, and to say the least. And I think a lot of it is like classic situation.
As the tense prison drama Stone unspools, in another cinema, audiences can chuckle through You Will Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger, the new comedy from Woody Allen, also in town, and fending off questions about the film's perplexing ending.
I didn't want the characters to, everybody to neatly wrap up his or her story and you know, a nice MGM ending or something. That's not what I wanted the people to wander around in agonizing limbo, you know, like in real life, really. And naturally, nobody's going to pay to see this.
But audiences indeed do pay to see the films at the TIFF, as the festival is known locally. It's a terrific experience for directors like Andrew Lau, who arrived from Hong Kong just in time for the North American premiere of his martial arts drama, Legend of the Fist, The Return of Chun Zhen.
I was very happy when I jumped out of the car. I saw the people outside the theater. I said, oh, wow, that's wonderful. Because the director loved to see that kind of things. Along to, we love that kind of things. So I'm so happy about that.
We have over 300 films at the festival. About 260 of those are feature films. 122 of them are world premieres, and they're from over 60 countries.
Cameron Bailey is co-director of the TIFF and heads a team of 20 programmers who scour the world every year for new films from veteran directors and first-timers. Bailey says they stress the international part of the festival title, and it's something Canadian audiences welcome.
We pride ourselves, I think, on being open-minded and curious about the rest of the world. We're not as inward-looking as maybe some other countries, partly because I think, particularly in the city of Toronto, it's such a diverse city. We've got the majority of the population are people who were not born in Toronto, so we are outward-looking. We're curious to see what the world is bringing to us, and I think we pride ourselves on being engaged with the world, with being fair-minded, with having a kind of an ironic sense of humor about things, and certainly never taking ourselves too seriously. And I think you'll find that in the audiences at the movies here at the festival.
Irish writer-director Juanita Wilson was particularly moved by the audience response to her film As If I Am Not There, a heartbreaking drama about women forced to be sex slaves during the war in Bosnia.
And there were people there, there was a couple at the end, a Bosnian couple who came up to talk to me. And they had left because of the war, and the woman was saying that she couldn't even listen to music from home. It was so sad and so upsetting, and yet coming to this film, she felt was just going to open a new chapter in her life. And things like that matter so much to me, and you make films for this reason, not for the awards, not for, you know, the reviews. You actually make it so that you can kind of touch the hearts of real people, and when you do, it's such a privilege, really, that you can do that and that people are open to it. It just reaffirms the power of cinema.
The early autumn dates position the TIFF as a major springboard for the annual awards season. Recent Toronto favorites like American Beauty, Juno, Slumdog Millionaire, and The Hurt Locker went on to win Oscars. But it's also a chance to spotlight new, smaller films. South Africa-born German director Oliver Schmitz brought his powerful drama of a South African teenager's struggle to keep her family together, Life Above All. Of course, whenever filmmakers gather, they do lunch, as they say, hold informal business meetings that can lead to a film being picked up for distribution in markets around the world, or, as Oliver Schmitz points out, also pave the way for new projects.
I think the best scenario for any film festival is to have a movie which is screening and another one that is ready to shoot and looking for that final financing. It's what happened this year in Cannes on a project that I'm shooting in Germany next year, and Paramount is part of that project, so that was fantastic. now I'm concentrating on the movie, but already I've had meetings this morning that will lead to other things. So the best thing is to actually have something that people can see and take note of, and then say, hey, I also have this other project.
Festival official Bailey says the crowded theaters and backroom meetings are not his main measures of success for the film showcase.
We do have quantitative measures that we can use. We can look at the number of films that are sold. We can look at the number of world premieres we have. We can look at the number of tickets sold as well. But I think what I often do is I like to stand at the back of a theater with a filmmaker and just see how he or she reacts to the film. If they're watching the audience and the audience is into it and the filmmaker is pleased by that and this is an experience that they haven't had yet, this is the world premiere of their film and they're loving it, and if they'll come back as a result with their next film, then that's success for me.
Cameron Bailey is co-director of the 35th Annual Toronto International Film Festival. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Toronto.